You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
I'm not sure if you've heard, but Headspace has a brand new TV show on Netflix called The Headspace Guide to Meditation, launching January 1st. With 8 episodes and every episode introducing a new technique, a new way of training the mind, my hope is that there'll be something for everyone, no matter what's going on in your life right now. If you enjoy Radio Headspace, I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy Headspace Guide to Meditation too. So I'll see you then. Your living room, Jan 1st, only on Netflix.
Headspace.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace. It's a Monday, the start of a new week. Over the weekend, I was chatting to a friend of mine. She works in the UK. She used to live in India. She now works back in the UK. Because of the pandemic, because of the way of the job market right now, she's working in a supermarket called Tesco's, and she's stacking shelves at night. And we were chatting about this situation. You know, she was saying kind of how difficult it feels to be doing a job which on the one hand feels perhaps what some people might say is sort of menial, and at the same time a job that is essential in the current climate. So obviously, I'm not sure about here in America, but out in England, sort of every Thursday evening people have been out on the steps and clapping the healthcare workers, and rightly so. But those people who are doing other types of essential work and maybe not feeling so valued and maybe not enjoying their work in the same way or not getting so much fulfillment out of their work. As a result of this conversation, I started reflecting on all the different types of jobs that I'd had over my lifetime. And look, as someone who has both monk and circus performer on my resume, it won't surprise you when I say that I don't have the most conventional work history. And definitely, having travelled around the world a lot, I've done a lot of sort of short-term work. And it reminded me, because I did that as well. I'd stack shelves at nighttime in a supermarket in the past. And there was one particular place I worked. And by the way, I worked as a waiter, as a barman. I did painting, I did decorating, I did landscaping, I worked on building sites, did all kinds of work. And this is going somewhere, by the way, and it's very much to do with the mind. Stay with me. It reminded me of one particular job, and I was a lot younger at the time, and unfortunately I didn't have the, I guess, sensibilities of mind to understand just how valuable the work that I was doing at the time was and how I could have approached it. It was in our local supermarket, and I was probably about, I don't know, 18 or 19 years old. I'd just come back from travelling for about a year and felt like I, you know, knew the world in a different way. And it was quite humbling going to the local supermarket and getting a job. And I was given a job in the fruit and veg department. And I was asked one day, I was tasked to stack up apples, you know, those big pyramids of apples. And, you know, I found it quite boring at the time. I didn't find it engaging. And my manager came along, tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, "Andrew," he said, "you carry on stacking apples like that, you're going to go a really long way with this company." And at the time, I took that, I don't know, in a way that I felt a bit embarrassed. And I was like, wow, if this is where I'm going, and is this the right thing to be doing? When I look at that time now, I talk about this in terms of like post-training the mind, post-monastery. I look at that job in a really, really different way. And I see that actually the job that I was doing was really kind of neither here nor there in a way. It was my approach to the work. It was the ideas that I had in my mind about the work. It's so easy to look at a monastery in the Himalayas and think that somehow sweeping up there is more valuable than sweeping the floor of a supermarket. It's so easy to look at a retreat in some country idyllic place and think that washing the dishes there as part of a mindful activity is somehow more valuable, more rewarding than washing the dishes in a kitchen of a restaurant. When I look back over my life, there are so many different jobs that I had that were opportunities to train my mind, to approach my work from the place of service. Not what is this doing for me, but what is this doing for others? Every single job having its own place in the world, each of them equally necessary. Different, Maybe not what we would always like to be doing at that time, but equally essential. So my hope is, whatever you're doing in the world right now, even if it's not what you would really like to be doing long term, there is a sense of fulfillment, recognizing the opportunity of using it to train the mind, to use it as a way of service, and to feel more interconnected with the world around you. I hope you have a good day today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload. Relationships. Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us. The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.